where we're headed on measles is in the wrong direction. We're backsliding on the control of measles. In every region in WHO, we're having an increase in the number of measles cases. This is resulting from the vaccination is not getting where it needs to be in every child everywhere for every dose. So we're in the wrong direction, and we need to take rapid action to get us back on track towards our elimination goals.
How can you illustrate that backslide that we had from 2017 to 2018?
Comparing the number of cases that were reported to WHO in 2017 compared with the projected total cases that we're making for 2018, it looks like about a 50% increase in the reported cases. We're also seeing an increase in the number and the size of outbreaks that are happening in countries, and we're seeing these outbreaks in every region around the world.
How big can the gap be between reported cases and unreported ones?
When we look at the global level, when we take the total number of global cases that are reported and our estimates of the true number of cases, it's several fold. Something like fewer than 10% of cases are likely reported as such cases. That's not necessarily true across every region. Some countries are better at reporting every case, identifying every case, and some countries are weaker. But I think what we can say is it's a very substantial underreporting of the total number of cases.
You said that there's a failure to vaccinate, but maybe we need a reminder on how contagious and how dangerous measles can be.
So measles is a virus. It's spread by the respiratory route, so from the secretions in your nose or in your mouth, causes fever, rash, and can have complications that include blindness, brain damage, pneumonia, and can in fact result in deaths. And that's, of course, a tragedy because it's a completely vaccine-preventable disease. We have a vaccine that is highly effective. It's extremely safe. It's been around for over 50 years. Hundreds of millions of children have received this vaccine, and we have the tools in order to prevent both cases and deaths. The issue is that because it's so infectious, for every case of measles that occurs among people who are not immune, about 9 or 10 additional cases will happen as a result of that one case. So it spreads extremely quickly in a population that's not immune. So what's essential is that every child has to be vaccinated and vaccinated with two doses of measles vaccine.